2023 come to order. We go open with a prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. James Lightwood.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. We pray, God, that you would bless our time and fellowship together. We thank you, God, for the opportunity for leadership. And God, pray that you would give us, Lord, clear minds. And Father, as we take care of school business, Father, we pray that we'd be in one accord. Pray for your divine wisdom and discernment making all the decisions that affect our school system, our community, our children, God. Pray we'd be led of you in each and every one of those decisions, Father. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would be with our end of our school year. We thank you, God, for a good, safe year. Lord, pray for continued blessings upon it. Bless the teachers as they wrap up the year in the next few weeks. Bless our students as they prepare for summer. Bless them with all the testing going on this week, that they would do their best as unto you. And Lord, that we just have a finish very strong. We love you and we thank you for your hand of protection upon our community. We thank you, Lord, for Lord, the protection from the tornado in Hosford. Lord, we just thank you for no loss of life there. We're so grateful for that. Can't thank you enough. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along, recognition presentation. Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir. I'm going to ask Mr. Willis, our principal at the high school, to come forward. And was Riley able to make it?
She had missed softball practice yesterday.
I got you. And I knew that. I figured that might
be. Tried out for cheerleader yesterday. She pulled.
Amazing. Oh, wow.
Amazing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can't miss 2 days.
I understand. So we're going to recognize last year. We didn't do it last year and this year. For a couple years. And I'll let Mr. Willis talk about last year and this year for recipient.
Yes. So as Mr. Kyle said, we haven't mentioned or recognized these students for previous years. So I did want to kind of tell you briefly what this is about and mention a few of those names. So each year, every our school district has the opportunity to nominate a top 11th grade student, basically from the STEM part of it, so the science, the technology, engineering, mathematics. So each scholar has the opportunity, along with the scholar and their parents, to go down for a 2-day event in Orlando where they get to, and we'll read, there's a lot to it here, participate in a 2-day program designed to bring together scholars from around the state, connect them with employers that specialize in STEM fields, and create a networking opportunity between the scholars and schools from Forest College and State University. So it's a really big deal that they get to go down. I believe there was 103 students, if I read the news clip earlier this afternoon. So it is a big deal. So this past year is Kent Hosford that we had. We had Ms. Riley Redd from last year, and then going back a couple years, we had Sarah Catherine Brown in 2021 and Carson Ramsey from 2020. That's kind of since I've been here, so I wasn't sure if we recognized them. All phenomenal students. We're proud of every single one of them. And they've all represented our school district very well when they've all went down there. So we are proud of each one of them. I know Ronnie's tied up, but we do have Kent here. I'd love to come up and maybe get a picture or some sort
with him.
And in front of the school, whatever we need to do it. We are very proud to have top students that go down to Orlando and represent Liberty County, and you couldn't find a better group of students doing this. So give him, along with others, a round of applause.
You got to come up here and get a picture.
Picture, where we at? Okay, where do we go? Front here, side, where? Tell us.
That's good, right there.
All right, come on, sir. Come on. You don't stink too bad, do you? No, you're good. You're good.
Get that over there.
Yeah. Let me get out front because I'm so short.
It's all about.
Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations, baby. Now you shake her. I'm a hug.
Yes,
I would like to say thank you to the high school, Tom and Riley, and us at Rock City, and go down. You know, our kids oftentimes participate and be briefed. But it's not often that they get the opportunity to go down and meet other scholars and give them a different perspective. I know for Riley personally, it gave him a different perspective on the competition academically, you know, the expectations, what other kids were doing in their schools and what was expected. And although we didn't get to participate, our event was in Poirier and was canceled because tornadoes going through the area that next day. That event, the first day, was very nice and a great experience. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Glad to have
them. I really appreciate the board and the superintendent recognizing all of them, because it's highly, if you've never been to the banquet and teachers or administrators can go as a part of that, but it's a tremendous opportunity to go down there and see that award presentation. Colleges, all the colleges in the state of Florida and private schools are set up there. Students get to go and talk and interview with them and what they offer, and then companies come also. I don't know, you interviewed with, y'all talked to a bunch of different corporations and companies that were there about opportunities, and it's well done. It's a classy, classy thing. I know when we went the year that Will received it, the secretary of the Department of Education was there that year and had his picture made. This year there was a conflict, but you all probably recognize some of the people that were there. They did an excellent job. It's really outstanding. Fast moving, quick hitting, didn't bog anybody down, held your attention, you know, and I thought it was excellent, and just kind of proud of y'all for honoring that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're proud of him.
Thank you. Yeah.
Glad
to
know
him.
Good job. Good job, Riley.
At this time, we'll take about a 5-minute recess. If you'd like to stay with us, that's fine. If not, if you got something to do.